Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 17,500 crore rupees during his day-long visit to northeastern states of Manipur and Mizoram yesterday. In Manipur, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of several development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachandpur and inaugurated various projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal. Addressing the gathering in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi affirmed that the government is working with the goal of making Manipur a symbol of peace, prosperity and progress.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
The Prime Minister remarked that unfortunately violence had gripped the remarkable state, but expressed confidence that a new dawn of hope and trust is arriving in Manipur. Speaking in Imphal, the Prime Minister said that helping those affected by violence return to a normal life is a top priority for the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam today. The first program will take place in Darang, where Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects. The projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital and GNM School and BSc Nursing College, strengthening medical education and healthcare delivery in the region. The foundation stone will also be laid for the Guwahati Ring Road project to enhance urban mobility, decongest traffic and improve connectivity in and around the capital city. Besides, foundation stone will be laid for Kuruva Narengi Bridge over River Brahmaputra, improving connectivity and promoting socio-economic development in the region. Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, which was set to resume today after remaining suspended for several days, has been postponed till further orders due to continuous rainfall in Riyasi district. Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board made the announcement yesterday through a social media post. The sacred pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine was temporarily halted on the 26th of last month, just hours before a massive landslide triggered by heavy rains struck the route to the shrine, causing widespread destruction. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju emphasized upon engagement of local artists and content creators with the Doordarshan and Akashvani Kendra with an aim to generate regional and local content and revenue. During his review of the work of different media units of the ministry yesterday at Akashvani Lucknow office, Mr. Jaju said that units of Information and Broadcasting Ministry are the face of the government because they not only connect with the common citizen but also have deep presence in the far-flung areas of the country as well. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Northeast India today. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. And in hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.